on Sunday, June 11th, as part of the 2017 Humboldt Permaculture Guild Summer Lecture Series. The Humboldt Permaculture Guild is inviting the community to an introductory look at how to design regenerative human settlements using the principles of permaculture design. The presentation will take place on a small homestead in Freshwater on this Sunday at 2 p.m. And it's going to be led by our guest today, and that is Marlon Gill of Fogwood Designs and the Humboldt Permaculture Guild. Thank you so much, Marlon, for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Claire. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. So I've been to quite a few of your events, like the Seed Exchange and the Fruit Tree and Scion Exchange, and one of these lectures, which was fascinating, but still have a lot to learn about permaculture. Can you tell our listeners what permaculture means and what the guild is about?
Sure. So permaculture design is it's an ecological design principle that helps human beings design resilient and regenerative human settlements. It basically brings together facets from all different fields and teaches people how to thoughtfully design their landscapes so that they're not only productive for the humans that live on there, but also take into account the wildlife and the insect life and just the overall diversity that can be created on their landscape.
So what are some of the techniques of permaculture design that actually create that that habitat and healthier system?
Well, one of the most important principles in order to practice permaculture design is to observe your landscape. And that's the most important part, because everybody's landscape is different. So just because something works on somebody's land doesn't mean it's going to work on your land, because you need to find out where the sun is shining on your land, where the wind is blowing on your land. You need to find out the slope on your land. You need to find out which direction the water is moving on your land. And then once you get a good grasp of all those concepts on your property, then you can take the next step and design accordingly. Also, take into account your lifestyle, how you want to use the property, what kind of purposes do you want to use your land for, and then use those interactions as well as your food needs, and then design your landscape accordingly. So at the core of this is to basically observe your land and design according to all those different facets on your property.
That sounds like a good way to approach it. So is that something you're going to be teaching people about at this lecture and tour that's taking place in Freshwater on Sunday?
Yeah, so permaculture, it you know, like I said, it brings together, you know, all kinds of different landscape practices. But a lot of it is based on theory, and sometimes people get too caught up on the theory. So the fun part about our talk on Sunday is that I'm going to talk about the theory and talk about the principles, the core principles. And then I'm going to show people how those principles have affected the decisions that we've made on our landscape. And then that way people can see real world examples of how the theory plays into real life decisions and design, and just how our lifestyle affects what we do on our property. So it'll be a little bit of the theory, and then also see it in practice. So
I know this is a free lecture and tour, but you've already sold out the 4 o'clock talk, so you've added a second one. There's a few spaces left that people need to reserve for. But so for the people who can't make it today, if they're not able to sign up in time, what are some of the examples that they're going to see? Like, what do you think are some of the biggest takeaways that people are going to learn at your lecture and tour on Sunday?
Well, one of the cool things about permaculture is that it really brings together edible landscapes. It brings together ornamental flowers, it brings together native flowers, it brings together insect life, it brings together all these different concepts that most people want to bolster on their property. And it's not it's not like just because you're growing food, your landscape can't be beautiful and it can't also support tons of other life. So one of the really cool things is just to see how permaculture really brings all these facets together so that your landscape is, like I said, not only productive for the humans, but also supports tons of other life and is attractive and useful for the lifestyle that you plan to live on the property. But that encompasses, like I said, annual gardens, perennial landscapes, catching rain, storing rain in cisterns, storing rain in the ground, doing earthworks, juxtapositioning structures so that they fit into the landscape according to your lifestyle. So stacking functions. We also do gray water recharge with outdoor showers. And so just trying to connect the dots between the lifestyle and what happens on the landscape.
Is what you're describing, is that what a regenerative human settlement looks like? I hadn't heard that term before.
Well, so. Regenerative is in the sense that once your design is implemented, it's based on perennial long-lived plants, right? So these plants are going to regenerate every year. When you do earthworks, they're going to regenerate with rain when it rains every time by themselves. When you install rain catchment systems, they're going to catch and store water by themselves on their own. So that's what's meant by that, is that once your design is implemented, all these things that you need to happen on your property start to happen on their own. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it really saves you time, money, energy, resources.
Right.
And then over time, as your perennial landscape begins to mature, the productivity of the landscape increases almost exponentially if you implement a good strategy. As you age with the property, the productivity just keeps increasing. So,
all right. Yeah.
So, totally, and our property is 4 or 5 years in the making, but it really has a lot more potential. And so I'll be talking to people about some of the potential that we want to unfold over the next few years and some of the next steps that we want to take. It's fun just brainstorming with people and sharing with people what we're doing there and promoting permaculture. For those of you who want to learn more about permaculture design, there's one book I highly encourage. It's called Gaia's Garden by Toby Hemingway. It's sold locally at Northtown Books and at the Co-op. So that book is a really nice beginner, user-friendly book for anybody who's into growing food and gardening. You will never garden the same after reading this book. So Gaia's Garden, definitely pick up this book. It's a great resource. And then just attend our events. We got a spectacular summer lecture series planned for this summer.
Yeah, I saw that. You have such a diversity of topics. Like, this one's Introduction to Permaculture Design, but then you have digester opportunities in Humboldt County and seed saving and a mini farm tour. And, I mean, it's really...
Yeah, well, we try to collaborate with as many people as we can from all different types of fields, because like I said, permaculture really brings all kinds of professions and fields together to create these landscapes. So we're always reaching out to new people and new farmers and just trying to tap into their energy and their experience, because there's a lot of really talented people out here, and when we can get them to share is when we can really make some progress here locally. So that's kind of what we try to do, is tap into that. So,
right. I mean, I think the educational components to what you all offer is really strong. I mean, at the Fruit Tree and Scion Exchange, there's really great workshops and really helpful people. Just everybody there seems really interested in sharing what they know, and seems like it's just, as you had mentioned before we came on the air, that you all are really growing and you're finding that people are hungry for the information.
So. Yeah, no, it's people are just really, really excited to learn more about this topic. And to what you just said, at the core of permaculture design is kind of this three-pillar kind of philosophy of care for people, and then care for the earth, and then the third principle is fair share. And the fair share is where the Humboldt Permaculture Guild fits in, because it's fair share of your extra resources, whether it's time, money, education. And once we start to share our excess, that's when we build resilient communities. Because it extends beyond just your landscape. Like, we can't just be on our own landscape worrying about our own family. We gotta educate our neighbors and our community so that we're all kind of doing this together and supporting each other.
Yeah, that's a beautifully unifying concept, you know, to live by. So I'm glad you're sharing with us and here today. So if people want to go to this presentation on Sunday, how can they sign up? It's free, but it fills up quickly.
Yeah, so if you want to come on Sunday at 2 p.m., there's a few more spaces. You can email me directly at fogwoodworking@gmail.com. And we also have an event page on Facebook. So if you go to the Humboldt Permaculture Guild event page, you can learn more about the event there and also get my contact information. And then if you sign up for our email list, you'll get a monthly email and it'll tell you more about our events.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marlon.
Yeah,
and just
Claire.
For, oh, sure. Oh, it's a pleasure. I really appreciate you all. So for all of us sort of maybe less experienced gardeners, what's the main thing we should be doing right now as summer approaches?
As summer approaches, probably protecting our soils from desiccation, you know, by, you know, keeping them nice and covered with some good mulch and being vigilant at the landscape at all times of year, just seeing what happens and making decisions accordingly and definitely focusing on perennial, long-lived plants that produce food and create relationships. Yeah.
All right. Well, those are definitely words to live by. So, thanks again, Marlon Gill. He's conducting a tour and lecture of his farm in Freshwater this Sunday. And right? In Freshwater?
Well, we're not a farm, but...
Oh, you're not a farm.
A homestead, yeah.
A homestead. Okay. And you can sign up at fogwoodworking@gmail.org. Stay tuned. We've got the Cosmic Calendar with Selina Rain. Thanks again, Marlon.
Gracias.
We're just going to come back for a little bit more time with Marlon Gill. I know I'm happy that we get to continue the conversation. Marlon, thanks for sticking around. And
Yeah, no problem.
thanks for being flexible. So can you tell us a little bit more about some of the upcoming talks that you'll have, like digester opportunities in Humboldt County? I'd love to hear more about that.
So our summer lecture event series is a series of presentations usually for the summertime. And so I'll be doing the first one this month. And then so July 16th, which is a Sunday, we're going to host Juliet Bone, who is a local resource specialist, resource management specialist. She's a local rock star. She knows so much information about how to manage waste and resources and stuff. And so she's been doing some research on digester systems, which are systems that you can put resources into, and then the breakdown of those resources creates gas which you can use.
Like methane.
Yeah. So, and this is happening all over the world. And so she's going to talk to the public about some opportunities for some of the resources that we have here in the North Coast and what we can do with them instead of transporting them long distances. So that's going to be a cool insight from Juliet. So we're grateful for that. And then August 13th is also a Sunday. We're tapping into Cindy Anoto from Rockin' Rose Gardens. She's a local favorite at the Arcata Farm Farmers Market, and she's a seed aficionado and just a flower plant aficionado, and she's gonna talk a little bit about saving seeds on her property in McKinleyville. So we're gonna get a little top secret tour of her place.
Oh, wow.
And that'll be a RSVP event, so keep your eyes peeled for that one, August 13th. And then September 17th, we are gonna visit a small mini farm in Sunny Brae in Arcata. Thanks to Linda Patterson and Shane Keller for that. So they'll be sharing their new mini farmstead that they have in Arcata. We did a little tour last year, and it was awesome. People got a lot of empowerment.
I attended that.
Yeah. So Shane will be sharing.
They fit in a
they're really inspired over there, and they're pushing hard to make that property productive. So it's great to share with them and show people that space. So these events will all be on our Facebook page, so look for them or contact me at fogwoodworking@gmail.com.
Cool. Thank you so much, Farlan. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to get that in, and just really appreciate your time, Marlon Gill from Fogwood Designs and Humboldt Permaculture Guild.